live from Manana, Bahrain. This is Sameem, and this is another episode of What Would Will Smith Do? I'm your host, Sameem. I already said that. Okay? If I already said that, I guess there was no need for me to say it again. Anyways, welcome. Welcome to another insanely amazing, incredible, amazing. Been seeing things twice so far. Hope that's not the trend for the whole episode. Anyhow, welcome. This is a weird podcast for show. It is a therapy session. It's a what else is it? It's a log of my life. It's a diary, if you will. It's a lot of things. It's a lot. It's loaded. It's pretty loaded. But the end goal, I have to define one goal, is to get you and I to a higher place. Okay? Is it working? Let's put it this way. It's not working. Okay? Things didn't get worse. They actually got better. Objectively speaking, things got better since I started recording the episodes for this podcast. I was jobless in New Mexico, living at my mom's, now in Bahrain, teaching coding. Objectively better. I worked out for a year and a half straight since I started recording these episodes. Taking a small break now since I got here. It's been 2 weeks, I think, since I worked out. Just waiting to get a car so I can sign up for the gym and work out again. No excuses. I'm still jogging in the morning here and there. But it's just with being highly sensitive, I get thrown off like crazy with change. So if I go to a new country, it throws everything off. Like it takes me a little bit of time to establish a routine again. Okay, so anyways, you know what? Today I wanted to do something different. First of all, good things happening. I was a really tough, weird place, I think, when I recorded the last episode, I believe. But things got better. They always do, 100% of the time. 100% of the time, things get better as long as you don't give up. I finally got up in front of the class to teach. I've been teaching, but I've been sort of in the back, and the other instructor has sort of been leading the lectures. But I finally went up and did my first lesson, and overall, it went good. I would give myself a B, to be honest. But I'm happy, okay? I'm happy. One person gave me a very good compliment. I'm happy. I'm still a little bit thinking about the very end of my lectures, something didn't go perfectly, and now I'm overthinking that part, but I have to remember that that's how our sick mind works. It will find what's wrong, no matter how small and minor, and blow it up and cast a shadow on everything that went right. Isn't that weird that this is how our mind works for a lot of us? Anyways, so let's move on. You know what? Today I'm going to do the 50 rules of stoicism first. Well, it wasn't the first thing, because I went on that rant just now. So let's do rule number 22, I believe. Do you guys remember? Okay, 50 rules of stoicism. Here we go. Here we go. I'm excited. What is 22 going to be, if it is 22 that we're on? 22. Define what success means to you. Oh, that's a good one. You know, if I had to rate these, like, if I had to give them a rating, one of the ratings would be how much I like it, how much I think it's relevant, it's important, if you will, it's fundamental to a healthy, woke, conscious life. This is probably it's up there. I would give it an 8, maybe even higher, out of 10. Define what success means to you is so critical because, okay, but I've been also, the last few times I've been also giving a rating, giving these rules a rating as to how well I understand it and how well I think I implement it. How well do I understand it? I would give it, I think I understand it well. I don't, this is hard to say, but let's say I give it a 7. And how well do I execute it? 3. It's a low number. It's a low number. Because I tell you why, I'm definitely caught up on looking at other people and defining success in that way. Actually, I would give it even lower than 3. Maybe a 2 or 1. It's bad. I need to learn what success means to me. I am getting better. No, I'm going to stick to 3. I am getting better because here's the things that I do realize. What success means to me, this is so important, is for me to be able to be honest with myself and the outside world. If I can do that, if I'm not living in an illusion, I am successful. What else does it mean for me to be successful? If I can see the goodness in people, I'm successful. If I can make somebody feel better, optimistic, hopeful, I'm successful. If I can learn to be grateful for the things I have, I am successful. If I can love genuinely, I'm successful. If I can achieve something that is good for me in the world, then I'm successful. If I can do something that I'm passionate about and be in the moment when doing it, I'm successful. Yeah, so have you noticed that money, fame, power, prestige, glory, followers on Instagram, likes on a post are not on that list? But the truth is, remember I gave myself a 3 on this, the truth is, those things I mentioned, that what success is to me, sadly, a lot of times I get carried away with social media and celebrities and fame, and I look at them and I get envious. I wish I had that. I feel like, I don't feel like I deserve it per se. I'm going to be honest with you. I do feel there is petty stuff there too, though. I feel like there's part of me that feels like that could have been me, but I fucked it up. There's like I think we all feel it. We're all connected to each other. So if one person is dark and ugly, it's easy for us to see ourselves sometimes as dark and ugly. If somebody's successful and talented and rich, then we see ourselves like that. It's like we're mirrors to each other. So we can, you know, so it's normal to look at somebody who's ultra famous, ultra rich, and think, oh, I could have done it. Obviously, it takes an insane amount of dedication, and it's like there's this delusion that, oh, just thinking that you can do it without putting in the work is delusional. But we do see ourselves in others, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So my point is, I guess what I'm trying to say is, I have to learn to like not think that when I see certain successful defined by society, people who are successful, when success being defined by society, by mainstream society, by social media, is not really true success. That's where I'm at. That's what I'm struggling with. I think sort of, I don't know. I want to stay on point. Let's keep it simple. Back to bring it back to simplicity. Let me breathe in. I've been doing that a lot. I've been just doing this thing where, like, if I zone out, if I get distracted, unfocused, I do a deep breathing in through the nose and then reset myself. I feel like it's working. I feel like it's working in the sense, like, what does working mean? Working means that it allows me to come back to what I want to focus on in life and not get distracted and sort of zone out. So I do that every once in a while. So if you hear me do that on the podcast, that means I have drifted away and I'm bringing it back. And that's what I just did. Yeah, I did it again. Coming back to what success means to me. Oh, my daughter, Boonie, hanging out with her has been so much fun over the last 7-8 years. Not the last, minus the last two. I forget that it's been 2 years since that part of my story sort of ended. And, but that was probably the greatest experience of my life. There's a few moments in my life that were just magical and beautiful. When I was in middle school in Germany. Oh, there's this huge, and I think I've mentioned this on this podcast before many times, or several times maybe, or at least once, I hope, which is that the story of my life is that I keep going from dark, bad, ugly, tough place to beautiful, heavenly places, back and forth. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not joking. It's the weird pattern, almost. It's nuts, actually. It's bizarre. I keep going from, like, a really fucked up place to a beautiful place, to a fucked up place, to a beautiful place. That just phases in my life. Afghanistan, wars going on, Germany, and then there's ups and downs there, and then Germany itself became a dark place, and the United States was the up place. Anyway, so my point is, middle school in Germany, after going through to bad school, I went to the best school on the planet. I had such an amazing time. It was heaven on earth. I had my first girlfriend there. We played soccer at lunch. We laughed from morning till afternoon, till school ended. Just an incredible, amazing experience as a kid. And that came after going through a horrible, racially charged experience in the school before that. And so that was one. That was one of the experiences that was heavenly, magical. The other one was actually before that. So I should have started off with that one. When my parents or my mom took me to the United States, my dad didn't go, thank God. That asshole should never be allowed in the States. She took me to the States, and we spent a summer in the States, like 3 months, in LA, Thousand Oaks, I believe, which is just north of LA. And that was probably the most heavenly from all the experiences. It was such a dream that Germany now, seeing Germany in my dreams now, feels like a nightmare. So, so that one, the middle school one, what else was there? The time I spent with Boonie and Lani and John in Lawndale, California, that was the other heavenly experience. Okay, I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna cry. Okay. All right. Okay, bringing it back. So another heavenly experience. It's too beautiful. I feel like I'm missing one. what other experience was heavenly? That middle school experience, the trip to... Is that it? I think that might be it. Those three, really. Those are the three phases of my life that were just heavenly. And they were all preceded by just the darkest time of my life. I want to cry again. Bring it back. Okay. Define what success means to you. Bring it back to that. Success to me is those things, being able to experience that. That's success. Success, so those three experiences, have you noticed that none of them involved being rich, none of them involved being famous, none of them involved anything glorious. Nothing glorious. It was just, anybody could have had those experiences. Any human being on the planet could have had those experiences that I had. That is the beauty of it. The beauty of it, that the most beautiful heavenly feeling on earth does not come through being a billionaire. The weird thing is, even the smartest, most enlightened human being on this planet cannot grasp this. Cannot grasp this. It is bizarre. Oprah cannot grasp this. She grasps it. I need to drop that word grasp, okay? She understands it. She will talk about it. She interviews people with great experience who are not rich, famous. But she's still a billionaire. And that doesn't make her bad, honestly. That's not what I'm trying to say, because one day I could be a billionaire. So I don't want to introduce demons into my own life. You know, if you don't want something in your own life, don't put it out there in the universe. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to make that mistake. Don't create labels and demons that will bite you in the ass later. So I'm not saying there's anything wrong with billionaire. It's an experience of life. But it's just an experience of life as being poor. Is it a better experience than being poor? I don't know. There's moments when you're poor and struggling, but you have the best time of your life. Because you have maybe family, or you have maybe friends, or you improvise. And you just have this thing, you experience something in life that when you finally are not poor anymore, you sort of miss. You're like, huh, I sort of miss that time when I had to cook meals with, you know, only a few dollars to spend. And now I can eat anywhere in the world, any meal I want. And it's just not the same anymore. Here's a dumb example, okay? So don't hate me for using this example. Really dumb example. But there was one time I was hooked on the game GTA, Grand Theft Auto. It was the one in Los Angeles, that game. That version of it. I was hooked on it. I was really hooked on it. I could play it all day. I was going through all the missions and everything. And I think I finished all the missions, and then I decided to do this hack. It's a hack where you can get to $1 billion, but you have to play the stock market. You have to do certain things. You have to invest in stocks and then manipulate the stock market, make certain companies crash or whatever. So I don't know how long that process took. So I did that, and then I finally did it. I finished all the missions, and I got through the hack of reaching $1 billion, and I got to $1 billion, and I started buying planes, cars, and anything you can think of that you can buy in GTA. I started buying it, and I think I played that whole part of the game playing lasted for less than a day or so, and then I completely, utterly lost interest. Like, it was the weirdest thing. There was like no desire to play anymore. I had everything, and like, it was just, it was shitty. When I was starting off the game with nothing, you're just the character with just the new character that just needs to build themselves up and establish a reputation and all that stuff. That was the best part.
And just like the game, so is life. So don't be so crazy obsessed that only when you're rich, only when you have money, only when you have the TikTok following, that you'll be happy. And you will be. There will be this high ego high for a while. But the drawback of that, or the the potential downfall of that is much worse than being poor and failing. Having nothing. Because you always have that hope that you can get to something. But when you have everything and you got nothing else to hope for. All right, I hope this is a good episode. I love you guys, I really do. I'm gonna go to Abu Dhabi for the Eid festival, holiday. They get a week off in the Middle East, I guess, or Bahrain at least does. So I'm gonna go to Abu Dhabi, and I'm very, 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 very excited. I had a dream where, like, I was supposed to go to Hawaii, and it was just a beautiful dream, and we're driving, and I think we're supposed to take off from Santa Barbara, and it was just a good dream, beautiful dream. Both are beautiful places, Santa Barbara and Hawaii. And I don't know if that represents my trip to Abu Dhabi in a way. Maybe it's... So anyways, I'm excited, and teaching went good, the lectures were good. All my fears were crushed. So keep going, guys. Keep going, people. All right? You're good people. You're very good people. Let's make this a beautiful, gorgeous world. A world where the innocent feel safe and the innocent can enjoy themselves. That should be our goal. I'm tearing up. Bye.